Silicon Valley has long been the envy of many in corporate America. Tech titans here offer their employees lavish perks, sprawling campuses, and six-figure salaries. But nearly 65,000 software engineers claim they were unable to jump companies for higher pay because of a series of deals allegedly made by their bosses. Bosses like Sergey Brin and Eric Schmidt of Google and Apple's Steve Jobs.
These were non-solicitation agreements whereby all of these companies agreed secretly not to poach or cold call each other's workers.
A probe by the U.S. Justice Department in 2010 revealed several companies agreed to keep do not call lists and shared confidential salary information to prevent bidding wars. They settled the antitrust complaint, but now Apple, Google, Adobe, and Intel are the target of a civil suit by employees seeking $3 billion in damages.
Their position is we should have made more money, but for your agreement, we would have made more money someplace else. And that's going to be a difficult thing for the plaintiffs to prove at this trial.
In 2005, Silicon Valley was trying to reboot after the tech crash. Companies pulled their brightest minds on shared projects. Court documents reveal that when Google tried to hire away an Apple engineer, the late Steve Jobs fired off an email to Google saying, quote, "If you hire a single one of these people, that means war." After another complaint by Jobs, Google fired the offending recruiter.
Undoubtedly, the biggest villain is Steve Jobs. Without Steve Jobs' force and bullying, I doubt this would have got off the ground. I mean, it becomes clear with just about everybody involved, every CEO who agrees to this arrangement. They understand it's illegal, and they're generally scared of Steve Jobs. And he's not scared of anyone or anything.
But Jobs failed to get Facebook to bite the apple. Executive Sheryl Sandberg repeatedly refused to join the non-poaching agreements. Facebook, Apple, and Google declined to comment. With billions of dollars and loads of bad PR at stake, many following the case predict a settlement before next month's trial.